Pittsburgh makes a lot of top 10 lists. Most livable cities, best food scenes, hottest tech economies. It's a city on the rise, but not everyone's sharing in the prosperity. Even Mayor Bill Peduto has voiced concerns about what he calls the two Pittsburghs, one vibrant and growing, the other struggling just to keep up. Local rapper Kahari Mosley has seen both. He recently recorded a track called A Tale of Two Cities, exploring the contrast. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed spoke with Mosley, who raps under the name K-Mos, about balancing urban revitalization with economic justice.
Where I'm from is trapped between a big city and a cozy village. The smoky image of a town that lost its only business. Between a place you can only see through rosy lenses and the sections where the citizens feel so defenseless. It's like a.
Can you give some examples of the two cities that you talk about? What does that look like?
Sure. I mean, I think one is, you know, bright, shiny buildings downtown and brand new hotels and luxury housing, all that part of the city. And then I think the other part of the city is, you know, public school closings and poverty and violent crime, and police community issues, and a certain kind of lack of hope, which I think was just such an interesting, parallel. So I thought, for me, why not kind of, explore that?
You talked about the impact of or maybe the lack of impact of this investment in Pittsburgh that we're seeing on African Americans. So obviously you think there's a racial component to this. And as someone who grew up in Pittsburgh, do you see that being exacerbated, or are things better than they used to be, or is it a little bit of both?
I think with most things, it's a little bit of both. I think that obviously there is a racial component to it. That's what's really bubbling to the surface. And obviously it's not just part of the conversation here. It's a conversation in Brooklyn. It's a conversation in Philadelphia. It's the conversation in Washington, D.C. It's a conversation all over the country about the transforming demographics of American cities, and generally poor people of color eventually being pushed out, as real estate values increase. That's an aspect to it, but it shouldn't necessarily, tell the whole story, because there's a class element too. Like, if you can afford to live in the city, you can live in the city. So definitely, I mean, you could feel that stress and that pressure, almost on an everyday basis with conversations that go on. And I think there's also a sentiment, I think particularly from the African American community, that there's so much focus on people coming to Pittsburgh from outside. And all this investment of trying to convince people that live in Portland, people that live in San Francisco, and all these other cities that come to Pittsburgh is a really cool place. This is a place where you can have opportunity. Where I think people that are natives and homegrown Pittsburghers feel like, well, where's the emphasis on us? Where's the programs? Where's the effort to keep us here and make us feel home in our hometowns?
Victimized by hard luck across the tracks. They chilling up in Starbucks, sipping tall cups, talking about launching startups. The underprivileged get locked, shot, and scarred up. Been the same since the days when Hank Frick, Chuck Schwab, and Carnegie banked with Judge Thomas Mellon, made chips and cakes flip. I ain't hating, just explaining for those that ain't hip. It's a tale of two cities.
You'll definitely, from the other side, you get the argument, well, this is what progress looks like, and, change isn't easy. But what would you rather have it like in the 80s when thousands of families were moving away every week and unemployment, think about 83, 84. Do you want it like that? I think it's a very timely conversation to have. And I think there's points on all sides, but I think ultimately the overriding feeling in the city right now is kind of a concern and uncertainty about the transformation. I think everybody wants the city to get better. But I think people are starting to feel uncomfortable about the direction that it's heading and feeling like, are they going to have a place, in the city in the future?
Do you ever feel resentful as someone who's been here for decades and who has stuck it out through the hard times?
Yeah, it's almost impossible to sometimes get an inkling, of that feeling. Growing up in Pittsburgh, I grew up at the height of the steel collapse. I was born in 1976. I'm from a generation that I always say I can remember the old Pittsburgh. As a very young person, where people maybe 5 or 6 years younger than me don't quite remember. But I remember riding a trolley with my mom. I remember the Jenkins Arcade. And it is a little strange sometimes having conversations with people that are so gung-ho about Pittsburgh, but you get a feeling it's like you really don't know as much about Pittsburgh as you think you do. So there's so much history that could be lost, if we're not careful. And again, going back to the point of feeling like the city's not investing in kind of the homegrown town as much as they should be and more focus on recruiting, and while at the same time feeling like, is all this progress for somebody else? Or is this progress for me? And I think that, you know, that builds to the resentment, while at the same time, you know, we do have to find value in people feeling good about Pittsburgh. And that's kind of what the song is about. You know, I try not to, like, take one side or the other so hard, but really I want to spark dialogue.
So I'm one of those people who I got a job here in Pittsburgh, here at WESA. What would you say to someone like me who maybe has the best of intentions, but doesn't want to see, you know, an economic divide, or doesn't want to see some people left behind as Pittsburgh reemerges from the steel industry collapse of the last century? What would you say to someone like me?
That's a fantastic question. You know, what I would say, one, is welcome. You know, because before I answer the question, one point that I will make is that, you know, Pittsburgh is a city of immigrants. You know, it's a city of folks that came from all over Europe for opportunities. It's a city of African Americans who left the South, you know, for better opportunity. I mean, when you talk about the Hill District, which originally was called Little Haiti in the early 1800s, you know, you think about stuff like that. So for 200 years, you know, African Americans, you know, have been here, and they came from the South for better opportunity. So that's also a fabric of this city, and we don't want to discourage that. We don't want to discourage new and innovative. I mean, Andrew Carnegie wasn't born in Pittsburgh. He was born in Scotland. You know, this is a little bit different of an example, but I mean, you look at like a Roberto Clemente, you know what I mean? One of our true civic heroes from Carolina, Puerto Rico, and he is ours too. You know, he didn't grow up in the Hill District or Homewood or the North Side, but he is much ours as he is Puerto Rico's. And that shows you the power of people coming into the city and adding something to it, while at the same time we do still need to make sure that we're lifting people up from here as well.
Kahari Mosley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Recently, Pittsburgh's become a lot different. The stock's not dipping. Don't get caught slipping. Watching the transformation it undergoes. Building luxury homes on the rubble of bungalows. One neighborhood dies so that another grows. But through the concrete up comes another rose. Winners and losers, shot callers and John Doe's. Just 8 million stories is how the song goes. When I was born, the burg was still a factory town. Well-paid union workers driving caddies around. While the pirates and steelers were capturing crowns, the town's economy went rapidly down.